It's time to talk some Tiger football with head coach Jack Banger. Coach, thanks for joining me. Tough loss
last week
to Nebraska City. That drops your record to 1-4, but man, 3-1 score losses. And that fourth one, it was 28-27 heading to the fours. So you've been right there the whole year.
Yeah, you know, we're competitive, and we're staying competitive despite the challenges this year's thrown at us. It's been a crazy year, maybe one of the most challenging I've ever had as a football coach. But, you know, the kids on film, the effort is excellent. I think this week, defensively, we actually played pretty well. We had a couple of missed assignments. But offensively, you know, we just did not perform well. And I think, you know, going into this week of practice, we are going back to really some individualized instruction, especially by position, to try to fix some of those things, because we really felt like last week we should have got out of there with a win going into that game, and it didn't go our way. But, you know, we can watch the film, we can learn from it, and hopefully improve and get over some of these one-score losses, because, yeah, they're tough to take.
And anybody who's lived in Nebraska and has watched Husker football knows that here we go again feeling that you get with those one-score losses. How do you kind of keep that mentality at bay in the coming weeks?
Well, I think, you know, with teenagers, that's tough. But I got to say, you know, their attitude is really good. This is a hardworking group. They've put in a lot of time. You know, we've had some, like most teams, it seems like this year, some pretty unfortunate injuries, things like that. So things that get in the way of, you know, helping you be successful. And, you know, we're not far away from being, you know, 5-0, honestly. But here we are at 1-4, in district play, and we got a tough Auburn team coming up, that is really a quality football team. So we, can't really dwell on the past. You just got to move on and go to the next game and prepare as best you can, so you can, get it done and hopefully improve on the outcome.
Well, let's flip that page to the Auburn game this week. Auburn sitting at 1-4 as well, 33-15 win last week in Wilbur, but man, they've had a tough schedule, you know, to start their season. So tell me a little bit about the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're big and strong. They definitely are better than what their record would show, that's for sure. They're a well-coached football team. They're going to come in, you know, it's Fall City, so Fall City Auburn is always a big game, and it's their homecoming. So they're going to be ready to play. Basically, what they've shown mostly is a 3-4 defense this year. Last year, they kind of ran a 3-4 over or a 4-3 against us, which was a little different than what we prepared for, but not a big deal. So we're getting ready for both of those possible defensive looks. Offensively, big and physical, want to run the football. They'll throw the ball and screen it out a little bit. One of their quarterbacks has been out, but we think he's back, and he likes to throw it a little bit. So we expect them to be, you know, come at us, and, you know, because our size is not, we're not huge, and our depth is not really, we don't have a lot of depth on our team. So we expect them to come try to pound us, wear us out, and you know, we got to withstand that. And offensively, we have to put points on the board. I think that's our biggest thing. We've really struggled in the red zone when we get down there to the goal line. So that's something we're looking at improving on this week, and we'll see if we can do it.
Coach, thanks for joining me. Best of luck this week against the Bulldogs and that trip up to Auburn. Short trip, but a trip on the road nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. That'll wrap up our Tigers Coaches Show for the week. You can catch the Tigers and Bulldogs live in the F&M Bank Game of the Week on KTNC. That'll be this Friday with kickoff at 6 p.m.